This is Dairy Radio Now.
Welcome to our Milky Monday, last day of August, and Lee Milky's guest this week, Horrid's Dairyman Managing Editor Corey Geiger. Lee?
Corey, you have some comment today on lessons the dairy industry has learned so far from the COVID pandemic.
Yes, Lee. One day the pandemic will be in our rearview mirror, and when that finally occurs, dairy will have many learning moments. And one of those is what's happened with milk prices during this time. As people know, the USDA's Farmers to Families Food Box program did, as its name implied, provide food to families suffering during this economic hardship brought on by the pandemic. And along the way, the federal government's food purchases would prop up farm produce prices for those products hardest hit by COVID-19. Cheese and dairy products ranked near the top of that list. But as cheese prices bounded for record territory here this summer, the financial rewards never really got to those on the farm. We saw that cheese plants depooled in June and July and essentially kept some of that revenue, and we saw record negative producer price differentials. The negative PPDs in June and July totaled $1.2 billion. Now, a number of remedies exist. However, as we learned in the last Farm Bill, Lee, every adjustment induces another consequence. Case in point, had the higher of Class 3 or Class 4 pricing provision been in place that was in the previous Farm Bill, it would have boosted July's Class 1 price $3 higher, and certainly that would have been valued on the dairy farm level. As for potential federal order fixes, pool qualifications will probably need some study here after the pandemic. That includes the ability to depool and repool milk and the financial incentives associated with that. That's really the issue with the pooling and depooling. Also, the price relationship between Class 1 beverage milk and manufacturing milk will need an in-depth review. Some people in the industry are asking, do we need all the federal orders that we have? And that's just the beginning of the milk price conversations we will need to have in a post-pandemic America, Lee.
One wonders if California producers' decision to join the federal order program was a good one.
Well, I think that's a twofold issue there. Certainly there's a federal order issue, and then they have a quota program that prices some Class 1 milk higher than others, and that's another in-state issue that started in the 1970s, and they're still dealing with it today.
Plenty to digest and to deal with in the near future. Thank you, Corey. Corey Geiger, Managing Editor for Horrid's Dairyman Magazine.
Thanks, Lee. For the first time in 10 years, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture surveyed the state's dairy producers to get a current look at how they're doing. The survey was developed in partnership with the University of Wisconsin's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, where Dr. Mark Stevenson is the Director of Dairy Policy Analysis.
This provides us a snapshot to say here is at least one look at the state of the dairy industry, or what types of things do we feel like we need some more answers to. If you would have asked us back in the 1950s, you would have probably asked about how many farms had bulk tanks. And that would have been an interesting number back then, but today not interesting at all.
He says one of the big differences in this year's survey compared to 10 years ago is an expanding interest in robotic dairies.
No question about that. And 10 years ago, robotics were only being experimented with. I know the first farm that had robotics, both in the state and in the country, but I don't even know if that was quite 10 years ago, but pretty close to it. Robotics are really quite a new technology, and they've improved a lot over this last decade. You know, we've got more of a need, perhaps, for them today than we did even 10 years ago, and they're better than they were then.
The surveys went out in March, just before COVID hit, and Stevenson feels the impact would not have changed many answers to the survey questions.
We had a response time that let people work on this for a couple of months, but we were concerned when COVID exploded that would we get very many surveys back. So it was more about will we get an adequate response to the survey. And it turned out we did. We got a very good response. There were about 2,800, almost 2,900 surveys returned out of our 7,000-some dairy farms.
In the current state of the dairy industry in Wisconsin, a number of the state's smaller dairies are organic, but the overall number of conventional dairies is still high.
About 90% of the dairies in the state are conventional dairy farms. But we did see some differences across herd sizes on a lot of these questions, and that was one of them. When you started to look at the smaller size of operations, 50 cows or less, and to some extent even 50 to 100 cows, there were a higher proportion of organic farms than there were when you got up to the larger herd sizes.
Again, that's Dr. Mark Stevenson with the University of Wisconsin at Madison. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.